Okay, I need a little help here. Fellas, bring the stand down and set up the microphone. We appreciate that, Mandy. I hope you can say in your heart what she was just singing. Amen? And it's one thing when you're young and you've been saved a while to say that, but the truth is some of us that have been around a while can still say that. And that's what's good. Had a funeral this morning for Sister Lois, and my friend Brother Brinson was there, and he and I did a lot of reminiscing, and as we were standing in front of the casket and a lot of the people coming by shaking hands, so many of them were students that we'd had in school that had grown up and they'd gotten older. And some of them pretty hard to recognize. But the truth was, it's kind of good once in a while to reminisce and have a little going back down the memory trail and see how good God has been, as she was singing, every day sweeter with the Lord. Amen? All right. If it's not so, then it's our fault, because he doesn't change. We're the ones who have to be careful. Tonight, let me step down here. Okay, that's too nice. Well, I don't know. Crowd is coming. It may be closer to right. Tonight we're going to, as we've done several times, and we'll probably have to do this at least one more time, we're going to be recognizing the college students. Not all of them are back yet, but many of them are, and some new ones. And we want to let you hear from the new ones, mostly tonight. And I preface this pretty much every year and say something like this. Welcome them, be friendly to them, smile at them. Don't fuss if they got your seat, because they didn't know it was your seat, unless you had your name on it. Amen. I had a lady, bless her heart, she loves the Lord still, comes when she's able. We had this influx of college students come in one year, and of course she come in and her seat was already full. She come to me and said, "You don't want me to go to this church no more?" I said, "Well, why would I say that?" She said, "They got my seat." I said, "Well, there's some other seats." "Nope, my seat." She said, "What am I going to do about it? Can I have my seat back?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, you can have it back, as long as you get here first." She didn't like that too much, but she actually made an effort to get here first. Just don't know how important a seat is sometimes, amen? But all joking aside, we're glad to have them back. And I also give a word of warning. Most of them have already matured. They know what it is to face the struggle of life. They've even learned about a dirty four-letter word called work. If they haven't learned it, that's the first thing on the curriculum they will learn after they get here, is this thing called work. And they have left mom and dad at home. Now, there may be a few of them looking for a new mom and dad. Don't be that new mom and dad. Amen? We don't want to spoil them. We want them to make it on their own. Amen? Now, that don't mean you can't help them and be kind to them, but just don't let them make a servant out of you. Amen? Now, some of them might do that. Now, I know the group we got now will not fit the story I'm fixing to tell, and some of you have heard this. But one of the earliest college years, we were still trying to get the dorm rooms ready, and we had the students arrive, and we didn't have them ready. I forget why, but we didn't. We were working night and day, and so for about a week, we had to take them out to youth camp, the boys. Took the boys out to youth camp. And I'm talking about feeding them in the mess hall. I'm talking about putting them in the cabins. Brother Earl Lee remembers that, and the cabins were not even as nice as they are now, but we'd already had a few camps out there and gotten by all right. So I got them in. We had supper out there, still a little before dark, and then we assigned several different ones, three or four or five, to the cabins, and I left, and I came back the next morning. None of them were in the cabins. They had all come to the mess hall and got together and slept on the tables because they heard noises in the woods. I am not lying. You know, owls and various things. I don't know if a panther screamed or what, but all of them were in the mess hall. And they continued to want to sleep in the mess hall. So I, in my kind way, mocked them a little bit about leaving mommy and scared to death to be in the woods and all those kind things I said to them. I said, I am so sorry that some of you left your teddy bears at home. I thought I was joking. When I got through and started to leave, a couple of the girls came up to me. Said, Preacher, you're not joking. Some of them do have their teddy bears with them. Now, that's not our group this time. I hope. If there's anybody been busier than me this summer, it's been Brother Barry Parsons. He's been going with the singing groups. He's been just doing all he could do. And in the midst of it all, I think also got his daughter married off. And so he's had a stressful summer. He got them all back in here getting ready to start college. And I'm going to ask Brother Parsons, if he would, to come up. And we're going to hear from some of the new ones tonight. I'll let you introduce them, Brother Parsons. And we may not get them all in. We'll get a few. I'd like for you to take a couple of minutes. I want you to give your name loud enough everybody can hear, where you're from, what state, whatever. If you got $1 million in the bank, you can add that too. But other than that, just a little bit about yourself, okay?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We do have a good group with us this year, about 19 freshmen. We were praying for 20, and we had about 22 on the roster. You pray for the ones that didn't get to make it. And this year, I think we're going to get a couple of those second semester. Some of those were foreign students that couldn't get in the country, couldn't get their I-20 taken care of before they got here. But pray for these students, not just the freshmen that you'll see. Please pray for them. We'll try to get you a list in the back table here in the next couple of weeks of each student. Realize that they're going to be, they have enough battles within themselves, but the devil is out to get them and to stop them before they can ever get out and do anything for the Lord. And so pray for them while they're here. And most of them don't think class starts until Monday, but the other day we taught them a pretty good class, didn't we, preacher, out at your house? Amen. And I got the red marks to prove it all over my forehead here. And so we put them to work. And so these guys have done good. I've been very impressed with the young people that have come this year and their work ethic. And we first always want to teach them that. Amen. We don't want anybody to go out of here and not be a worker. So we're going to have the guys start tonight. And you guys, if you want to, if you're you're concise, you can give, let us know that you're saved and when you got saved and not all of your testimony. Okay, I know him already as well, and as a freshman, so, but if you let us know you're saved and how, when you got saved. Okay, go ahead and start us, Bavon.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is, I'm gonna say it slowly because people mess it up, Bevon Nicholson Lake. It is hyphenated. I'm from Victory Baptist Church in Homestead. My pastor is Larry Hobbs. I am saved. I can't remember what date, but I was saved on a church van on the way here. Is that it? I do not have $1 million in my bank.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Raquan Davis, and I'm from Waycross, Georgia. I'm from Countryside Baptist Church, and my pastor's name is Chad Stanley. I was saved on August the 8th of 2015 on a Saturday afternoon. I was outside playing basketball, and a man named Jesse Bayash, he came and talked to me about the Lord, and he led me to the Lord, and I've just been faithful going to church and everything, and I'm at Bible college now, and I'm just looking forward to see what God's going to do with me. I'm just going to be faithful.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Marco Guardado. I'm from Victory Baptist Church in Homestead, Florida. My pastor's name is Larry Hobbs. I come from the same church as Bevon. I got saved around the age of 7, and you know, I kind of backslid for a little bit, but actually at Camp Glory, I rededicated my life last year, so that's a huge blessing. And you know, I'm just happy to be here, and hopefully one day serve the Lord and out in the mission field, and you know, don't know where yet, but wherever He leads, I will follow. So, thank you.
My name's Samuel Morgan, and I'm parents are sent out of this church, so most of you know me, but for starting my year of college here, I was actually in the church in Arkansas, Bible Baptist Church, and my pastor was Paul Davis, and I just had a real blessing being here and had a real good time.
I guess I have to keep it short because of him. My name is Nicholas Rodriguez, and I used to go to Starlight Baptist Church. My pastor is Glenn Riggs. I actually grew up Catholic, so coming to this college kind of shocked my family, because who knew I would step foot in a Baptist church? It's a lot different. Like Marcos, I've been backsliding a lot and recommitted my life to God last month at a Bible camp, and I surrendered to preach.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jolene Torres. I'm a freshman, and I'm from Victory Baptist Church, like these two. And everyone's been really kind here, a big blessing, and I've got to meet new people, new friends, and everyone's been really sweet. Can't wait to see what the Lord has in store this year for me, and I'm studying missions, so I don't know where the Lord wants me to go yet, but I am willing to go wherever.
Hello, I'm Jocelyn Torres. I'm from Victory Baptist Church in Homestead, Florida. My pastor is Larry Hobbs. I got saved June 11, 2011 at teen camp at Tri-City Baptist Church in Port Charlotte, Florida. And my former pastor was Jay Shepherd. And I'm really excited to be at college. I'm nervous, obviously. But I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I have to come here, because I'm a little younger than the others, but I'm very grateful. And so thank you for everything.
Good evening. My name is Abigail Tanis. I'm from Charity Baptist Church in Trinidad. My pastor's James Hoffmeister. I'm 22 years old. I got saved at 14 at a school outreach in Trinidad. I'd just like to thank you all for the privilege to be here, and thanks for having this ministry. I've been looking forward to this for 2 years now, and so I'm just glad to finally be here.
Hi everyone, my name's Elizabeth Landman. I go by Lizzie. I have an associate's degree, but I'm coming here to this college for the first time. I got saved when I was 3 years old. My mom led me to the Lord. I come from Southern Maryland, and my church is First Baptist Church of Calvert County. My pastor is Ralph Nevin, and I am very thankful to be here.
Well, as many of y'all already know, my name is Susanna Morgan. As my brother already said, we've been missionaries. My family's been sent out of this church for over 20 years. And so my dad was my pastor in Romania. I was saved when I was 10. My parents led me to the Lord. And more recently, over the summer, I've been in Arkansas working. And my church there was Victory Baptist Church. And my pastor was Pastor Ken Graham.
Again, if you'll pray for these, they're brand new to us, and some of them are not brand new to the church. Again, with the Morgans being here, we have a special group with us this year. And we have some other returning students this year that have been a blessing to me that you guys already know, and maybe we'll have them come up and give their name the next time we have the students. But all right, we got time. All right, if you're a returning student this year, come on up here if you would. Hey, you guys right there, and if you would too. Yes, ma'am, I'm pointing you out. Come on down. All right, and we'll take a couple more of the freshmen. All right, Ms. Leathers, if you'll follow this young lady that's on her way up front. And then Caleb and Brother Farrell, if you'll come on down. You two guys come and do it first, all right? And then we'll you next. Then Ms. Leathers.
Hi, everyone. I am David Farrell. I am from Riverland Baptist Church. My pastor is Rex Carringer. I came here in 2012 and started my freshman year and am returning freshman this year. I was saved when I was 8 years old. I was saved by my Sunday school teacher, and she led me to the Lord in my living room.
Hello, my name is Caleb Carlson. Some of you might know me. I had 3 years at Landmark. I took last year off. I was helping at my home church in our bus ministry, just trying to get it going. And then this summer I was working at Northland Camp up in Wisconsin, Dunbar, Wisconsin. And now I'm ready to finish my last year of college. So.
I'm Carrie Heiger. I took a year off this last year to earn more money to come back. So I'm really grateful to be back here.
Hi, my name is Jordan Leathers. I'm from Starlight Baptist Church. My pastor is Glenn Riggs, and I was saved when I was 7 and got assurance of my salvation at Soldiers of the Cross when I was 14. And last year, the singing group came to the youth camp that I was a counselor at, and that's kind of when I decided to come to Landmark. It was a blessing, and Brother Parsons was definitely a blessing in wanting me to come to Landmark, so I'm very excited and hoping to ensure my becoming a Proverbs 31 woman and working here.
Good. I asked them for 2 minutes, and they're actually sticking to it. If you're a freshman, if you'd come on up front, come on down. We just have a few more. If you're a second semester freshman, you can come as well. All right? And introduce yourself. Madison, come on. You can come on. Yep. And then you can follow her up.
Hi, I'm Madison Dickerson. I'm from Bayview Baptist Church in Laurel, Delaware. And I'm 18, obviously. I'm a freshman. I got saved at a youth camp a few years ago, and I'm really glad to be here. The way I found out about it is my friend is actually the Parsons' niece, so, and also he came to our singing, or no, the singing group came to a church where I'm from, around there, and so then I was like, I think I need to go to Landmark, so I'm really glad to be here. Amen.
Hi, I'm Lydia Bazillion from Quincy, Illinois, and I'm here for a year of Bible college. I got saved, I made a profession of salvation when I was 3, but I didn't really understand it because I just did it because my sister did. And then when I was 5, I got saved and, yeah.
Hey, I'm Hannah Bradley. I am from here, obviously. My pastor is Pastor Mickey Carter. I got saved when I was, actually, I got profession when I was 7, and my parents led me in the Lord. And then I got reassurance of my salvation when I was 14 at Mount Salem Revival Grounds. And I am really excited to see what the Lord has me do this freshman year.
Amen. God bless you, church. My name is Francisco Javier Paco Cruz. And my whole family, my friends, since I was in school, everybody called me Paco. You're more than welcome to call me Paco. I got saved. I made a profession of faith through the bus ministry, amen, when I was 11 years old. And I praise God for those people that showed up in my life and looked for me and brought me to church, amen. At 11 years old, I honestly didn't want to go to church, but they went after me, amen. I praise God for those men in my life. And but I made a profession of faith in that at about that age, 11 years old, 12 years old. But I got out of the will of God and started hanging out with the wrong influences. And I just want to mention real quick that the influences in a teen's years can be permanent. And so, I might have a heart for teens. Amen. And I just want to say, I got right with the Lord at 14 years old after someone was told me about the rapture. Amen. And that made me realize that I needed Jesus. And I believe at that age, that's when I, about 14 years old, I realized sincerely that I was wrong in my sin. And amen. And I looked at him for God to save me. And I called unto him. And I joined a Southern Baptist church, and for a long time I was off in doctrine. I didn't use the King James Bible. I was preaching out of a Holman Standard Christian Bible, and I was on fire. Like I heard the preacher say, like shooting, going, fighting hell with the water pistol. I just had that excitement, even though I was in not so good doctrine. Amen. But I just want to thank Brother Mojica from the Spanish department. He came to Fort Pierce. That's where I'm from, Fort Pierce, Florida. At that time, my pastor was Paul Tipton. We have a new pastor, Mark Leonard, from North Carolina. Amen. But Brother Mojica, he came down to start Spanish services on Saturday back in my hometown, Fort Pierce. And someone from the church invited me, and I was excited because it would be the first service, and I was so excited to be a part of it. And over time, I just kept going, and over time, I got help from the brothers to get me right on doctrine, amen. And at my church, I'm just going to say these last things. I was a part of the bus ministry for a long time, and now when I go to my church, I teach the teenagers, praise God. And I'm just glad what God is doing in my life. And I forget to mention, this is my second semester as a freshman. I was here last semester, amen. And I just want to thank you, church, for your prayers, amen.
Good evening. My name is Jason Schaefer. I am from Riverland Baptist Church over in Denellen, Florida. My pastor is Rex Carringer, and I got saved through being in the bus ministry because I originally started out as a bus kid, and I was able to surrender to the call to preach when I was in my freshman year of high school, and just been able to serve the Lord since, and just looking forward to seeing what he has for the rest of the time being here at Landmark.
Hi, my name is Audrey Wagner. I'm a second semester freshman here. I'm from Salisbury Baptist Temple in Maryland, and I got saved when I was 5.
For you. Keith Carringer, come up here and tell him
that you're glad.
Hello, everybody. My name is Keith Carringer. I'm from Riverland Baptist Church in Denellen, Florida. My pastor is my dad, Rex Carringer. And of course, I came here in 2013 as a freshman. And last semester, God had a special step for me in Kentucky, but I'm glad to be home, glad to be back.
Well, we didn't have to caution them that much. They were all a little bit too fast. I was thinking about over there in Ecclesiastes where it says, cast your bread upon the water. After many days, it'll return. And as I hear some of these students giving their testimonies, I realize they're from churches, many of them, that we've had a part in at some time or another. I think about a young man there from, talking about Brother Mahiga, our Spanish pastor, going down there to the church where Brother Paul Tipton got started. And through the years, Brother Paul has started several churches, and we've supported him during all that time. And then to see a student coming back from one of those churches that we've had a part in. Then, of course, we'll think about the Morgan students coming back from Romania. Brother Jim Morgan was with us here in the ministry on staff. He led the, he actually was the maintenance, keeping the buses going for a long time. And before God called him to go to the field in Romania, he was well qualified because he worked on our junk here, and then he went down there and kept the junk going. And that was good training. Sometimes the training is not just in the classroom, amen. Sometimes it's something else. We had the four storms come through here and tear up our buildings and things a number of years back. And we had college students out there helping us work, getting things back together. And I remember one of them, he wasn't exactly griping. It was hot, boy, it was rough. And he said something about, is this college? I said, this is the best lesson you're going to learn. And probably it is. Some of the practical experience that that they get like that. And I was thinking about that, how that it comes back around, the investment that we have with students. And some of these students are from churches that are pastored by our ex-students. So, I mean, you see the whole circle as it goes around. And some of you sitting here as students, you think, well, will that ever happen to me? Well, it can. It can. The ones that are out there pastoring that successfully finished college, and God is using them now. But it started with being faithful in the small things. And that's so important. You think about the Lord said, be faithful over a few things, I'll make you master over many. And it's those little things that you do right that'll make the big things come around later on. And it's wrapped up pretty much in the word being faithful. That is it. And it's wrapped up in the word, in the principle that you will do right no matter who's doing wrong around you. That you'll do right no matter where anybody knows about it or not. Because you're praise and your glory is not from down here. It's what the Lord sees and the commitment there. Real character, Christian character, pays off even in this life. Amen. It really, really does. And sowing and reaping works with the saved. Very real. I think in a sense it works with the lost, but the lost have a statement that says something like this, what goes around comes around. And that is a physical observation oftentimes where folks see that. But with you and I, as Christians, we got Galatians 6:7 telling us over there, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so we often think about that as sin will find you out and you'll reap for it. That's true. But do you know you can reap for good things too? You can plant seed that are good just like you can plant seed that are bad. They'll both come up. You face them all. But the wonderful part is that that you can plant good stuff and reap good stuff. I think about that truth quite a bit. You can establish good habits as well as bad habits. You can establish a good habit of getting up early to where even when you have the opportunity, you can't hardly stay in bed because it's time to get up. Now, some of you need to work on that, no doubt about it. But you can get a good habit of brushing your teeth, and if you miss it, it'll bother you all day that you didn't get to brush your teeth. Some circumstance that prevents it. So you can establish good habits. These students come into college, they're going to have to work on that. Most of them will have roommates in those dorms. And you say, well, why did I get that roommate? Well, maybe God's testing you. Or maybe he's testing your roommate. Just depends on which view you take. Amen? But you can learn from every experience that you'll have in college. Amen? And you say, well, I sat in class and fiddled around and didn't pay attention. And well, one day when you've got a class, somebody may do you that way. So you got to watch out about the seed you're sowing even now. Now, I'm real proud of having students, new students, different ones that have come in now to add to our college year. I'm proud of the churches that are strong enough where they've come from to send them to us. And we don't take that lightly. It's a trust, and we'll do our part. We'll live up to it. Now, our trust students is two things. Not only that we'll treat you right, but we won't cut you any slack doing wrong either, because that would be mistreating you. And we will stay, and we do stay, in contact with your pastors and with your parents, and try our best to do right all across the board. And here's the thing, and I'm talking to the students now, college students in particular. Don't come and waste your time. Come and get everything out of it you can. And it's a little bit like the preacher and his little son that went to speak at a country church one time. And when they walked in, there was an offering box, and some of them used to have this inside the door. And the daddy, the preacher, pulled out of his pocket and dropped a quarter in that box. After he preached, went back there, and there wasn't very many folks showed up, and he opened the lid on the box to see what was in the offering box, because it was supposed to be for him. He opened the lid, and all he had in it was the quarter that he dropped in it. And he looked disappointed, and the little boy looked at him and said, Daddy, you'd have got more out if you'd have put more in. I'm going to say to these students, you'll get more out if you put more in. It'll work that way for you, every one of you. And give it your whole heart. Bible talks about having our heart in it, giving our best effort, trying our best. And if you do that, while you may not always see it happen instantly, if you're doing your best, it'll come around. I see too many people, not just students, but too many people. Some of them have been Christians for years. They'll do something right and expect God to bless them immediately, and if they don't see it, they quit doing right. Well, I tithed 3 Sundays, and God didn't give me a pink Cadillac, so I'm going to quit tithing. You say, that wouldn't really happen. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Folks trying to outsmart God. Really silly when you think about it. Now, if you tithe just because you want God to give you a big blessing, it probably won't happen because he knows your motive. And I say to the students in class, your motive is going to be the whole thing that makes a difference in your success in college. I've seen this, and all of us have. You see it in church members. You see it college students. If things aren't going right, I'll go somewhere else. The problem is you take it with you because it's inside of you. So you just get a new location, don't make it any better, because you carried it with you when you left. It needs to be fixed from the inside. And one of the big things is to be very careful And I'm saying this to the students. The one that is your biggest enemy in the college, in the classroom, in your life, is the one that you occasionally look at in the mirror. That's your biggest enemy. If you'll get him fixed, you'll have a lot better time of it. And of course, we got great expectations now for this college year. We've got good staff, and we got some new students coming in. We've got some real victories from some that have left. And I was singing about, who was it from Brother Stanley's church? Raise your hand. All right. And you heard what he said. Jesse won him to the Lord. Now, some of the students laughed a little bit, but Jesse was a soul winner. He was a soul winner. And he hadn't quit winning souls. So when he was here in the college, I'd have folks say to me, I'm trying to remember who that boy is, but you see him all over town with his Bible open. That's the way they'd identify him. You'd see Jesse at the gas station. You'd see him here or there with his Bible open. And yeah, sometimes we joked a little bit about it. But I tell you what, it was no joke in heaven. Every time he got somebody saved. Now here's a young man back in our college, because Jesse went up there in Georgia, Waycross, and won him to the Lord. He got in the church. Now here he is back here giving his life to the Lord and in college. So that's God's plan. That's the way he wants it to work. And it will work that way if we give the Lord a chance. And I challenge some of you students, maybe not been saved long enough, maybe you haven't had training yet, but you will be trained in college to be a soul winner. You will get not only be exposed to the teaching in the classroom, but we're going to take you out where you can talk to people and knock doors. And when is the dates on the soul winning marathon, Brother Parsons? Next semester. Next semester, yeah. We've had a tremendous time with that every year, and we'll be looking forward to that again. And I'm just thankful that we've got new ones coming in. And I say to our church, I finish with this by saying this to you. As a church member, you ought to be interested in all our ministries. Amen. College is one of them. Day school, all of it. We do have a building pretty much full on Sunday mornings, and a lot of good folks, but a lot of those good folks don't even know what's going on with the whole ministry. I wish they did. I wish they'd be informed with it. And we're going to get these young men trained to go out to be soul winners, start churches, go to the mission field. And not just the young men. I was thinking about it a while ago, and I probably shouldn't say this, but these young ladies come up here scared to death and timid, and one of them trying to reach the microphone. That's what they are now. Just wait. They didn't speak 30 seconds a while ago. There'll be a time coming that we'll have to tell them time's up. With all joking aside, there'll be a big difference in all these brand new students within just a couple of 3 years' time. Tremendous difference that God will make in them. And that's part of the ministry here. Pray about it, give to it, support, help any way that you can. It's God's work. It's just God's work. And we're proud that we can kind of show it off a little bit to you tonight. And just remember some of these new ones, especially now that have come in. Maybe you've got to know some of them that's been with us before. Try to pray for them and kind of see what God's going to do with them. Amen. And it's a big step of faith for some of them. Give me your name again. Angel. Angel. Last name. I can't say it. I'll look on it when I start to grade his papers. But anyway, did you remember his testimony? Out of a Catholic family, big shock to his family for him to come to a Baptist college. Now that's something to pray about. Remember that as you heard the testimonies tonight. That's something to pray about right there for him. And I'll guarantee you that if you dug into it, there's a lot of these young people got testimonies in the background, off the bus ministry, off of situations that are not always ideal. But bless God, God's going to do something with them. Amen. Yeah. All right, let's stand, please.